It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
The police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to
the police,
asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Ready or not, here we come. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. We've got three very special guests back in the studio. In fact, the president is here, Johnny Martinez from PACE, Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. You know, Diane pounded that into my head, correct?
Right.
You know that?
Yes.
I actually was ad-libbing the other day, and I said PACE, and then I qualified the acronym, and I nailed it. I was like,
There you go.
Thanks to Diane. All right, Diane Klostermeyer here. You're the founder, correct?
Yeah, one of the founders.
She's just modest,
and
right?
Then Karen helped me formulate a
lot
of these things.
These are the founders right here.
Johnny, you got this backwards right here on the other ear. There you go. Let's see if we can straighten that out. Anyway, so we have Diane Klostermeyer, and we have Karen Vanderjack.
Yes.
And I want to make sure I get your name spelled correctly. There
yeah.
we go. I got it. Perfect. All right. Now, you need to turn that around, Johnny. There you go. Yeah, they're headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, simple. They've had those since you've been born, right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, perfect.
They just made them.
Great. So we're going to do the drawing today. Not yet. Probably the second segment we'll do the drawing after the break and all that.
All right.
But we're going to teach people what PACE is all about and how it is educating students in the Lake Havasu Unified School District about our constitutional principles, correct?
Yes, we teach them love of God and country.
Right.
This is our 13th year. We use the 5,000-year leap as the primary directive and, of course, our Constitution.
Okay.
And they learn the Bill of Rights. They learn the amendments to the Constitution and how it guarantees our freedoms.
Johnny, kind of unpack this for me. What is the 5,000-year leap?
It's actually a book that... just describes the history behind the Founding Fathers, how everything is built up, and basically over the years, how in the Age of Enlightenment, as they called it back then, how they went back and drew from all different philosophies to establish our Constitution, which makes it so different. But if you study the history of it, it's fascinating because it covers all the great minds of Europe at that time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, Karen, this is a club is it at the high school?
We don't have one at the high school right now.
Okay.
I was once when I was teaching at the high school, I was the Constitution sponsor, and it was called the Constitution Club. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to find a teacher yet. We are still trying. We're working on it, but currently we don't.
What do you think the holdup is?
Part of it's the students. We can't get the students are active in a lot of other things, and we can't get enough students signed up for the program.
Well, right now it's the teachers. We don't have a teacher who will step forward and be the sponsor of the club.
Right. We used to give away a scholarship to the student that excelled in it, which we thought was a great idea. the last one that won it, believe it or not, gave his scholarship back, and I think he went into the Air Force, if I'm not mistaken.
I think he went into the Air Force. Yes.
And we used the money that he turned back for gifts to other students for their work in learning about our Constitution.
Yeah, there's like, what, 110 clubs at the high school?
Yeah, there's a lot. And you really have to establish yourself as a club there. You know, they don't allow any new clubs, so I'm hoping that the Constitution Club is still in there. I went and talked to the principal at the beginning of the year, and he said he would, you know, talk to some teachers that possibly could do it. And so it seems like he's still on board, that the Constitution Club still is, you got a slot there if we get a teacher in there. So that's our hold up right now. But
okay. Where is Pace represented?
That's just exactly what I was going to say.
All right, thank you.
It is not just the, the Lake Havasu Unified School District. It is, we have two schools that are considered to be, they call themselves home schools, but they are actually all day schools. Mm-hmm. And that is the Psalm Learning Center and Sparrow, which is not spelled like the bird. I don't know why that title, it's titled Sparrow. Mm-hmm. But they basically call themselves homeschool, and they're a big group. They're a huge group. We have, I think, 28 or something in the Psalm Learning Center. And
we also have Our Lady of the Lake has two classes.
Right,
oh,
exactly.
Right.
We
were telling you that, yeah.
Right, Our Lady of the Lake, and also the Havasu Preparatory Academy.
HPA.
HPA also has one. So you could see that we have tried to reach out to all kinds of schools in Lake Havasu, not just our district. But we went to every single principal before school started and made a plea to the principal to, you know, get the word out. And so we did have one person that stepped up at the middle school, Thunderbolt, and unfortunately she wasn't able to attract students, but she said she'll try it again next year, and I have some ideas to help her to get started. So.
Well, at the end of the program, we have the teachers and the students do a presentation of something of what they've learned.
Oh.
Right now, on May the 1st, Melody Hillman, Cassie Capps, Brittany Delgado, Tina Whitehouse, Sherry Corton, Jennifer Bernier, mm-hmm. and Jody Philbrun will do a presentation on the 1st of May at 6 o'clock at the high school. Everyone's mm-hmm. invited.
Yes.
At the Performing Arts Center. And they can see what the kids are learning. Then on May the 2nd, Lee Nigg, Lacey Harrow, and Luana Vanpool.
Yeah, Luann Vanpool.
Vanpool.
Right.
Will be doing their presentation, and it also starts at 6 o'clock. Admission is free. We want the parents to know what these kids are learning. They're learning patriotism mm-hmm. based on love of God and country. It's not partisan, and it's not denominational.
Go
ahead.
To cut you up. My love of God and country personally was instilled in me by my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I was 12, 13 years old. I actually took a tour of the USS Constitution, mm. Old Ironsides. My father was born and raised in New England. That's where that came
all
from.
All kids had that.
Right, wish all kids had that, correct. So is that a challenge in today's society, with today's parenting, for example?
Well, you're right. It is something that is not really taught at home that much. And I think it has a lot to do with really, you know, being the age that Diane and I are, which is pretty old. We went to school and we sang patriotic songs and,
sure.
you know, we had this incorporated into our school life. And I can tell you, being a teacher, that it is not incorporated into the school.
Well, this is an after-school program, and they all start with the Pledge of Allegiance. They learn what the flag stands mm-hmm. for. It's not a piece of cloth.
I think what really impacted me personally, and probably everyone at this table, was 1976, being mm-hmm. alive during the bicentennial. That mm-hmm. was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
No, yes, of course.
No, I mean, you remember how impacting that was.
Yes.
Especially
it was
on
impacting.
Students.
Right. Right. And we can't have a 1976 or whatever every year.
No, but we have, what is it called? The Bicentennial.
Remember.
No, there's the 250. I can't remember 250? The designation. Oh. It's in 2026.
Oh.
Is,
well, that's coming up.
Yeah, it's called the Bicent. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
There's a 250 year designation, right, but and there's supposed to be a committee working on it. But the Bicentennial was very late planned, by the way. And it was less than a year out when they got all of that up and running, but the momentum really took. I'm not sure that could happen nowadays with all the America bashing that's going on. I don't know. I really don't know.
You know, our kids need to be taught patriotism and pride in their country.
And respect.
And respect for their country. I can barely believe that anybody would want to destroy the United States and turn against America and yet take advantage of the freedoms that we offer so that they have the ability to make that kind of a rash statement.
Right.
That's terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Death to America. Can you imagine death to America?
No.
Yes.
No.
Can you imagine insulting people based on their religious beliefs?
Yeah. I thought that was a hate crime. Last I checked, that's a hate crime.
It used to be considered such.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's really a shame that we need them to learn what our country stands for.
Sure. So all of this that you do doesn't come free, obviously. So you have to raise money for that. Where did you come up with this effort for the drawing that you do every year? You know, what do? Twice a year?
Twice a year,
yeah. Where did you come up with the idea?
Well, a lot of the merchants support what our country stands for. We've got a very, very patriotic community. And they offer things. So let me know what I can do. So we have a flyer that we put out of the different things they offer, and we have first, second, and third place prizes, and we sell raffle tickets. And then we draw a name of the three winners, first, second, and third, and then they get the prizes that are listed there. But we've really been blessed because we've had some wonderful, wonderful cooperation from the business community.
Nice. So. Very nice. What do you actually, when the kids come to the classes or the club, it's a club, correct?
Right.
It's an after-school extracurricular education program.
Right.
Right. What is, besides God and country, it's kind of a, you know, an umbrella term. What specifically do they learn?
They'll learn the Bill of what the Bill of Rights stands for. They'll learn what, the preamble to the Constitution and that it is the law of our land.
They do things to honor our veterans, too. They are, a lot of times they'll do a veteran project, and they march in the veterans parade. We want them to get excited about honoring the veterans, so that's another part
of it. And being active in the community.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of times people will complain, why don't they do this or that? Well, you know what? Help us.
Right.
Yeah.
Help us to reach the kids, to do programs that will make it better for our community, and get them involved.
I like the veterans angle. And Johnny, thank you for your service. Oh, you're a Navy vet, right?
No, U.S. Coast Guard.
U.S. Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I saw the hat and the ship.
It's a polar icebreaker.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very nice. But that's something, personally, we weren't really taught that as children, to honor the veterans. And hence the Vietnam.
These veterans are sacrificing their life so we can have the freedoms.
Yeah, absolutely
And so we should honor them.
Yeah. That's done now with kids today, because that's something that we didn't learn as kids.
I had a bit of a bone of contention because we provide housing for illegal aliens, but we can't provide housing for veterans who don't have a place to stay. This is terrible.
Oh, I know somebody who's going through passport issues right now, and I don't think most of those people, the 15 million that just came in, had a passport, did they? Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm not against legal aliens. I'm against illegal aliens who do not share our values of what our country stands for.
My grandparents were legal immigrants from Quebec. There you go.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember for a second. That's what happens when you hit 60, right?
Yes. Then it goes downhill.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of veterans.
Try 85.
Speaking of veterans, we're going to play one for the veterans by Luke Combs, Even Though You're Leaving. And I'm in the process. I know you probably see me texting over here. I'm lining up a guest for the bottom of the hour. I'm not sure that Chad Kingsley is going to call in, our outgoing health department director, but we will have a guest. So anyway, we're going to come back from the break. We're going to do the drawing for PACE, Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education, and I'm going to draw the tickets.
Yeah.
As I normally do.
We have you draw the tickets because that way there's no partiality. We're not picking out a name of somebody that we favor over somebody else.
So who's going to hold the tickets? Who's going to hold on to them after I draw them? That's going to be you, Johnny?
Yeah, all right. In charge, Johnny.
Safe and secure today.
Safe and secure.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out, the number 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687 if you want to call in, talk to Diane Klostermeyer, Karen Vanderjack, or Johnny Martinez from PACE. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Just because you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer.
I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price.
All right, little Toby Keith, American Soldier, love that song. You love this song, right, Diane? I know your favorite, though. I'm going to play your favorite when we're doing the drawing. Right?
Okay.
Pretty sure I know what it is because I played it before. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
I'm an American soldier, an American.
Love those guys at Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats, all the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Patio Paradise, also by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. And by Blonzi's Steakhouse, where steaks are just the beginning and definitely one of the best breakfasts in Havasu. And coming this Saturday, the Duck Duck Jeep Car Show on May 4th. So there you go. That's at Blonzi's. Don't forget we stream live and our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com. You're definitely going to want to tune in tomorrow. We've got the host of Focus on Your Health, KRMC's Saturday show. And that's T.G. Lafredo. And judging by the questions for me, he's going to interview me.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to interview him. And it's just going to be a really good hour. We've had this hour booked for probably 2 months.
Yeah.
So T.G.'s going to be on tomorrow. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him, having lunch with him tomorrow. So that's going to be a really, really good show. All right, before we get to the drawing, I want to talk about what students will receive on, is it awards night or presentation night?
Yeah, I call it an award night.
Okay.
Because the students know they're working for this challenge coin. By being part of the club, they are going to receive this challenge coin, which...
The one you just gave
yes,
me. Which makes
right.
all you guys my new best friends.
Yes.
That's now awesome.
We have those made in Lake Havasu City, and on one side we have the one of the... amendments.
Oh, the First side, Amendment.
First Amendment.
Is that the only amendment, or does different coins have different amendments?
We're not just doing amendments. We're doing amendments this year because our focus was on the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
But next year it might be Declaration or something. It's very short. And then we have our logo type of thing on the front. So it's something the kids are working for. Some kids have the different one from last year, which was a pewter, coin.
Ooh.
And now we're going to this coin, and next year we'll have a different coin.
Well, this is very attractive. It's like a gold brass, mm-hmm. and it's a brighter brass,
mm-hmm.
and it's got red, white, and blue on the one side, Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. It's like a seal. I don't know how many stars are around there, but I'm going to guess 50 or close to it.
Yeah.
And then,
I'm not sure either.
And then I don't know if it's that big. And then, of course, We the People on the front with a quill pen. And the an inkwell. You used to use that in school, right, Diane?
Diane.
You're not quite that old, though. Used a slide rule, but I don't think she used the quill pen.
Yeah.
And then the First Amendment on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
This is very, very, very cool. And hopefully they'll have that in their pockets for when they're challenged by somebody in the future. All right, let's kick off the music. We're going to kick off some Lee Greenwood, because
okay.
I know you love Lee Greenwood, right?
Right.
And then we'll go ahead and do the drawing.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
So we want to do third place first.
Oh, you're
correct?
Gonna do third place first?
Isn't that how we usually do it?
Whichever way you want.
All right. So the third place prize is a family fun package. It includes 4 adult passes to Movies Havasu, 12 free games at Havasu Lanes. I'll take that one. I'll take that, this whole thing. And then a $25 gift card to the Poorhouse. Right? Tickets, by the way, were $5 each or 3 for $10. And Diane and Karen sold them this year, correct?
Nancy also.
Nancy.
Did you step up, Johnny?
I did not.
So you were delegating the troops to sell the tickets.
Yeah.
Right? All right, let's shake that bottle. We got to get this going. I got a guest at the bottom of the hour. So let's get this going, Johnny. I'm going to reach in there and pull out the first ticket. And let's hope I can read the name. Oh, nice printing. Good. Gracie. Oh, boy. I want to say Johnian. Do you know how to say that? The last name? Gracie.
J-O-N-N.
I-A-N. I-A-N. Right. So that's the third place package. And then Johnny's going to go ahead and shake it up again. The second place prize is, this is a variety package. Includes a free therapeutic massage from Charles Vitale Beauty College and Massage Therapy School. Also, a free oil change from G&G Auto Service and a $25 Red Onion gift certificate. I like that. I like that. Anything with food.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything with food. Victoria Reed. Victoria Reed gets the second place prize. There you go. All right, one more time, Johnny. Shake it up like the cars, right? Yeah. Shake it up just like a cocktail. I love the jar, by the way. It says, I love the Constitution on there. Or, I heart the Constitution. All right. Let's see. Grab that one. And this is for, Southside Signs, an $88 value. Southside Signs, 2800 Sweetwater Drive, a PACE supporter. All of these businesses are PACE supporters. Also, Beauty Slayers Salon and Suites, an outstanding hair package, $250 value. Are you kidding me?
Well, then you get a hairstyle and you get all kinds of products for your
hair. So if I did that, it would be like a Bill Clinton haircut, right? on a runway somewhere. Right. Also, Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers, a $400 value. It's a lovely Havasu bracelet.
It's got the image of Havasu on it. It's specially designed. The one who designed it, there were very few of them made, and that's worth a lot of money. So
we're going to shake it up again. Oh. It drew the name that I probably shouldn't have drawn, and I'm not going to say who it is, but that's very funny. All right. This is, looks like Jill Kunz, K-U-N-Z. Jill, you've won the first place prize, which is pretty darn amazing. The Havasu bracelet from Sanchez Hawkins Fine Jewelers, Beauty Slayers, $250 outstanding hair package, and the Southside Signs gift certificate. That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations to all the winners. And we're not going to give out the phone numbers, but they will be contacted by phone, correct?
Yes, thank you.
I'll be
Johnny
calling
Martinez
the winners.
Yeah.
And scheduling deliveries of the prize.
You get to hear everybody say, I never won anything.
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And they take their picture with me.
Guys, did we forget anything before I let you go?
No, I think that's it.
You got it? Thank you. Another successful drawing.
We really appreciate your help doing the drawing, too.
Well, we appreciate you bringing in the donuts for everybody at the station.
There you go.
Diane's always good for chocolate.
Yeah, you missed that last time. She wasn't here.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. Anything with food.
Well, we want to be sure, before we close, to invite people to come to the May 1st and May 2nd assemblies at the Performing Arts Center at the high school.
Okay.
See what the kids are learning. Also,
that's this Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
And at what time?
6 o'clock.
Okay.
And the Marine Corps Detachment 757 will present the colors.
Uh-huh.
They will do we will do the Pledge of Allegiance and then we'll do the flag folding ceremony, which is absolutely beautiful. And then the students will present a little bit of what they've learned. And they will get their coin presentations for all their hard work.
Beautiful.
We used to give certificates of achievement, but now we're giving out these coins every year, and they're specially dated each year.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. We're going to bring on our next guest. as soon as I can get them to call in. And then, well, thank you. Everybody from Pace, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Always, Diane.
Yes,
always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Diane. Thanks, Johnny. We're going to be back with more in a moment here on Speak Out. Somebody from the county is going to call in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
He was a singer in a band.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. We do have our next guest on the line. And, you know, when all else fails on live radio and your guest doesn't call in or forgets to call in, we did have Dr. Chad Kingsley scheduled, but and his last day is tomorrow as Mojave County Health Department Director. But Roger Galloway called in instead, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Roger.
Oh, thank you. I'm always good as a second choice. You're right.
That's what Jack Palance said, too. All right.
It's true.
Speak Out, brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by the chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, fantastic view of the London Bridge, stroll on over to the chair, also by Mojave Community College, by SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006, and ZMI Mobility. Sounds like TMI, but it's ZMI. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats, and stair lifts. ZMI Mobility, the 900 block of Lake Havasu Avenue North over there by City Maytag. So, anyway, Roger Galloway with us. And a little programming side note, by the way, on Wednesday. Wednesday is the first, of course, and it's the first Wednesday of the month. So we'll have the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with Dan De Los Santos, which has become hugely, hugely popular. I think we're on episode 53, Roger. Your parents were pioneers, weren't they?
They're fairly close. It depends on the terminology, but my parents moved to Lake Havasu in 1975. And, you know, when I think it was like 12,000 people,
wow,
14,000 people, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was the manager of the hardware store there on the corner of Smoke Tree and McCulloch for a number of years. And my mom worked at the front desk of the Best Western Motel
right off of
Main Street. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'd say at 75. We get, yeah, it's pretty close. So you're a... one of your favorite bands, right? Sons of the Pioneers.
Yeah, I've been coming to Lake Havasu seriously since 1968 on a regular basis. So I helped, you know, get my mother and dad interested in moving here.
Right.
So that was good too.
So we mentioned that Dr. Kingsley was going to be on the show. He obviously has a conflict. But you interviewed him on To Your Health, which is our Saturday show that just passed this past Saturday. I think it's the second and fourth Saturday of the month. And Dr. Kingsley was your guest. What did you glean from that interview?
Well, he had some wonderful experiences with the county and the job. And I'm being very frank about what he said. He had some things that weren't pleasant.
Right.
And it made it difficult for him. And he said it was among the reasons he decided that it was time for him to maybe look elsewhere. And he is making more money, and he's in an area that he, frankly, that he and his family prefer to live in, and in the Reno area. He's a kind of a Nevada guy anyway.
Right.
Or a Nevada guy, actually, come to think of it.
Well, you always say Nevada, I say Nevada,
yeah.
And I'm the native, so my way rules. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
So, all right. What's the big news at the county right now? Is it the fact that $18.5 million deficit is no longer on the books? Are people breathing a little easier? But from what I understand, there's a little problem with resignations right now too.
Correct. Correct. A lot of people have left or are leaving, and I mean, we lost people like, you know, Tim Walsh. Granted, he's still staying in Kingman, but he will be the city manager of Kingman, and instead of being a director in Mojave County, but
right.
He will be definitely greatly missed. We lost our county clerk, Jenny Anderson. She has taken a job down in Tucson, and there are others as well. It's kind of difficult time.
Yeah, those aren't positions that you just put out an ad in the paper and people are going to fill it. Those take, like, sometimes nationwide searches, don't they?
Oh, yeah, like the health director. You know, losing Chad, as we were just talking about, replacing him is not an easy one. They may just decide, hey, we have someone right inside our county health department right now. For example, Melissa Palmer might be chosen. You never know. But it's a very important position to fill, no question.
You know, that's not a bad idea when you talk about Melissa Palmer. I don't know Ms. Palmer, but the last two came from the outside, and it might take somebody who's been here a while that understands the population, understands. This is a unique demographic here in Mojave County. It's a unique mix of personalities, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And by the way, Melissa is incredibly capable in this position. She knows everything about it really well. She's often stood in for Dr. Kingsley and on various events and other things that had to be done. And she loves Mojave County. That's the other thing. You never know. Somebody comes in and they'll say, yeah, I'm going to come in. I'm going to stay here forever. And they go, no, 3 years is enough. I'll move on to something else. She's the kind of person that will stay. So we'll see if something like that might work out. Don't know yet, of course.
Did she also serve under Denise Burley?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. And then we all know how Denise left. You know, nobody wants to be the health department director during a pandemic, I wouldn't think.
Oh, man, you're right. It was extraordinarily difficult, not only for Denise, but for other directors, other county directors in the health departments across the country at that time. It was a no-win job.
You also got a little bit of trial under fire. I mean, you'd only been, you know, as the communications director in Mojave County for a few months when April 2020 came around, correct?
Less than that. Almost immediately when I took the job, we got our first COVID case.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, yeah, trial under fire. I mean, it really was. And that wasn't easy either because, you know, the messenger thing, that whole joke about you kill the messenger and
yes.
Get rid of the problem, which is not true. But I had threats, and Denise did, of course, well.
Right.
So we're so glad that we're past that, and it's, you know, it's not in the news anymore, and it's taken a strong back seat.
Now, I thought you had some pretty big coups during the pandemic, and I mean COUP, especially when you got those CEOs on the same dais, you know, for the press conferences. But what would you say your biggest challenges were, maybe besides that?
Well, you hit the nail on the head right there. I mean, really and truly, handling COVID was a huge challenge, trying to meet that, trying to resolve it. You know, we did reports every day for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Then we cut it down to once a week and once a month, you know. Just handling that, you know, getting through it was not an easy task for any of us that were working directly on it. And I'd say that getting those CEOs together, I consider a big accomplishment. Was not easy.
No.
But it was terrific getting them all out there, and they actually were far franker than I ever expected them to be. So that was really terrific. It really put a lot of people's minds to rest in some areas, maybe not so much in others, but it certainly got them out there to talk about what was going on.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Yeah.
Another big accomplishment, not so much for you, but for the county, and I know you're very proud of this fact, is that they went ahead with the new animal shelter. It went ahead
yes.
as scheduled, just about ready to open, and I know you really want to talk about that.
Yeah, and it's going to be very exciting. I'm going to be the MC on May the 6th. Mm-hmm. That's Monday, coming up very soon, a week from today, at 3 p.m. at the new animal shelter, which is just a very, very tiny walk away from the Kingdon Library. So it's very close by on Burbank. And it's a beautiful facility. It's so nice. It's not really larger from the standpoint of the number of animals that they can take care of at one time, but it is a little bit. There's more room to at least, you know, holding areas and things like that. But for those that stay overnight and longer, and much longer in some cases, it's about the same size. But it's state-of-the-art. It's going to be brand new. And everybody's proud of it. I certainly am, and I'm looking forward to it. May 6th, all the supervisors are invited to attend and or speak if they want. Mm-hmm. And we'll have, I think, a really nice crowd that will show up, and then a tour of the facility itself. One of the very nice things that I feel so good about it is we went out and we took photographs of some of the animals that have stayed at the shelter. Some of them came out of it and got adopted. Some did not. And I chose 10 of them. And we have this wonderful artist who took the photographs and redid them as paintings.
Ooh.
And we're going to hang them in the shelter.
Uh-huh.
It's my little contribution on my side. And I love that we've got some wonderful photographs. Oh, my gosh. They're just beautiful. And we chose a variety, a Chihuahua, German Shepherd, an Australian Shepherd, et cetera, and some kittens as well. We have 3 kittens pictures, and we chose 7 dogs, and we're going to hang those inside. It'll bring a warmth, a nice feeling of why people are there, and that is to adopt.
Now, we're talking about Kingman, of course, but in Havasu, you made me aware of something about 6 months ago, the veterinary situation, definitely not ideal in this town. Will that help a little bit or not, or will it have no bearing whatsoever?
No real bearing. There's a lot of situations. We don't have nearly enough veterinarians in Lake Havasu City. We don't really have enough in Kingman either, but in a lot of cases, people, if you go to an individual veterinarian in Lake Havasu City, you'll find out they're not taking new patients.
Oh.
So then you have to go to Kingman, or even eventually Vegas. It's horrible. And I had my veterinarian sent me a lengthy letter. Roger, it is horrible here. It's absolutely terrible. We don't have enough veterinarians. We cannot keep them. When we hire them, then they end up going somewhere else. It is a very difficult situation, and we are turning people away all the time.
Is there an underlying reason for that? Is it high space rent, or they just can't find the clientele, or what?
No, major nationwide shortage of veterinarians.
Oh.
Not enough young people are choosing that as a career. And it's a shame, because they make very good money. They really do.
Right.
But, you know, trying to hire them to come to Lake Havasu or to Kingman, and when there's a giant shortage to begin with, makes it a very difficult, very bad situation. And, of course, the ones that suffer in the long run are those animals. You have a dog who's very sick or something like that, and you can't even get a veterinarian because they're not taking a patient, a new patient.
Right.
So one of my dogs got very sick, my oldest one, the lab, and I ended up having to go to Kingman. And thank goodness, she was an incredible veterinarian there, Dr. Wright, who basically saved her. So it's still tough that you have to. It's not that much different from doctors.
Right.
You know, there are certain specialties that you have to go elsewhere than Lake Havasu for.
Well, where do people go when their animals need their shots, for example, or rabies certificates or that sort of thing? Do they have to make an appointment somewhere else then, outside of Havasu?
In some cases, yeah. They can. I believe that our local Humane Society, Western Arizona, WAS?
WAS,
I know.
Western Arizona Humane Society, former board member.
Yeah, right. they have a veterinarian, and so people can go there. And getting shots is a little bit different from, you know, something that happens, like an injury or the dog getting sick and vomiting and cannot stop or whatever. taking care of those kinds of problems is where it's difficult.
Wow. It's just, I just find that hard to believe that Havasu, we already feel, you and I, that it's on this little island, you know, away from the interstate, and then to have that problem to boot where you'd have to go to Bullhead City, possibly Vegas, Kingman, for emergency veterinary service, that's just crazy.
Yeah, it is, but it's true, and it's just the way things are. And there's not much to be done, but like I said, it is a national shortage.
Right.
So you have to go to the larger cities like Vegas or Phoenix or L.A. or New York City. You have to go to big cities to be able to get that appointment that you need. It's extraordinarily difficult for rural communities like ours.
So we haven't made the announcement yet at KNTR, but I'm going to announce it right now that we're planning an election night show for July 30th, which is the primary here in Arizona, and you're going to co-host with me from Kingman. What can the listeners expect with our election night coverage, especially directly from Kingman?
To get the answers and what the votes are faster than anywhere else, because my intention when I'm in Kingman is as soon as it comes, you know, the results come in, that moment I'll contact you and say, hey, we've got an update here.
Right.
And we'll let you know what the latest is on the state Senate race with the candidates running in that for the primary, et cetera. So we have that ability that nobody else will have.
Right.
So I'll be right there and hopefully working with you to get that information, that news out incredibly fast.
So we have a relatively new, she just took over last year, Lydia Durst, correct?
Yes.
And she's doing okay in her position now?
She's running unopposed.
Okay.
She's doing a great job. The thing is, she's been deputy recorder for a long time.
Ah.
And then she took over a little early in the game, so she's the active recorder right now. She's young and enthusiastic and probably, and certainly for her, she hopes to be there for a long, long time. And she's got, let's face it, you have an easy campaign when you're running unopposed. And, but she's at the same time, because she's already in that office, she's working her butt off right now to get everything ready for the July 30th event.
Right. And Arizona obviously is going to be under a microscope, but we seem to have things handled here in Mojave County. I mean, Alan Tempert's done a great job, in my opinion.
Incredible. A wonderful job. Yep. Yep.
So
he's one of the best election directors, not only in the state of Arizona, but I think in the country. He does a marvelous job. And he's so intelligent and knowledgeable about elections and how they work. And he's got a good team. He always puts a great team together as well.
Right, right. Okay, I want to remind everybody about the grand opening for the shelter again. It's a week from today. And you're hosting. Yeah. They're the master of ceremonies, right?
Yeah, and please show up. It's 3 p.m. And just to show your support, those of you who can make it over there, it's an easy place to get to. We'll have refreshments. We'll have some little short speeches from the supervisors and other people that really care about the animals and the fact that this shelter is now ready to open and ready for work.
Okay, you say easy to get to. What's the location?
The best thing to do, it's right next to the Kingman Library. It's just, if you stand on the front steps of the Kingman Library and just look straight out, there's the shelter just down in front of you, not too many yards away. And it's right off the freeway, but and it's right next to a school too. I don't know if it's an elementary or a middle school, but it's close to a school as well. And at the same time, there's nothing around it where, you know, people can be bothered by the barking.
Right, right, right.
By meowing. Meowing is not nearly as bad.
No, not as bad at all. unless they're in season. Oh, Lord. All right, Roger, thanks for joining me on the show. I'm giving Nicole my best, by the way, down there at the shelter, the manager, Nicole Mangiamelli. And
yeah, she does a great job. She's the finest manager anyone could possibly want to be in charge of needy dogs and cats and other animals.
Well, thanks so much for filling in and understanding the needs I have with live radio. I appreciate you.
Yes, I do understand. I do.
All right. Thanks, Roger. We appreciate it.
Okay, Paul. Take care.
All right. Again, County Communications Director Roger Galloway. I'm Paul Lavoie. Back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long.
All right, pretty good show today. Pretty cool what you can do during an interview with a text message, right? All right. Got a challenge coin out of it, and we got a box of donuts. So there you go. Thanks to the ladies at, and gentlemen from Pace. Appreciate it. And you're going to want to contact Diane Klostermeyer or Johnny Martinez or Karen Vanderjack if you're one of those winners. Or they'll reach out to you. And then Roger Galloway, thanks so much for bailing me out on this Monday morning. Jim Russell, by the way, is... Well, him and the crew are out there cleaning up after Desert Storm. Got a lot of stuff to disassemble there at Windsor 4. All right, had a great time this weekend out there, by the way. So they were wonderful hosts. Told you who's coming up tomorrow. Of course, T.G. Lafredo from Focus on Your Health. Havasu Pioneers on Wednesday. District 30 Senate candidate Kim Zanin on Thursday. And then Sam Scarmato this Friday. Right here on Speak Out. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.